Awaken, warrior. Do not be alarmed. You're alive. No, you were correct. The guards did lace your meal with hemlock. And yet, here you are. You survived the night, it seems. And you're right to question how you're still alive. Oh, don't look for me outside your cell. Look to the shadows instead. See? Here I am. How did I get in here? You are so full of questions, yet you don't seem to be asking the right ones. Who am I? That is a better question to ask, warrior. The answer is the key that unlocks the others. You know me as Atropos, one of the three fates. Yes, the old crone. I'm actually the youngest of my sisters, not the wizened woman of your legends. And as I'm the youngest, I inherited the least pleasant of the tasks. I decide when mortals die and how. I cut the threads my sisters weave and measure for me. You are in this cell because you killed a powerful but evil man. For that, your punishment is death. I think you know that. But I've killed millions of people, good and bad. And for that, I am sentenced to eternal life. I envy you, mortal. Now it becomes much clearer, doesn't it? You are alive because I never cut your thread. I have it right here, in fact. At least one end of it. The other end is still a part of the spool, though you cannot see it. No matter what happens to you, you cannot die as long as I hold this. Not until these shears sever the thread. By handling your thread, I was able to see your entire life. The boy you were and the man you'd one day become. All the deeds that you would do, if not for the destiny planned out for you by my sisters. Oh, but I could not bear to end that life so early, even after you had fulfilled your part in history. Your thread captivated me, warrior. And I had to come to you. My sisters and I are forbidden from interfering in the lives of mortals. But now that this is outside of your normal lifetime, I can appear to you. I took your destiny into my hands. As long as you live past the proper time of your death, you can see what no mortal man can see. You could even touch me if you wish. If I wished. Would you like to be free of this cell, warrior? These bars are no barrier to me. My shears cut through the iron as easily as any thread. I could cut the bars out and then remove the chain from your neck and your wrists with ease. If anyone dares to stop us as we leave, I can draw on their thread with a thought and cut it short. They would die where they stood. Or I could burn their thread and they would be erased from the tapestry of life, never having existed at all. Once you're free, you'd effectively be immortal. As long as I never cut your thread, your life will stretch on and on. You would be eternal, just as myself and my sisters are. You will surpass even the gods. See, among the mortals, my sisters and I have no equals, no companions. We long for someone to share our existence with. That is also why I came to you. I have longed for a consort. Yes, consort. I would not risk so much to free you for anything less. I can only watch the lives of so many men and women, their threads and bodies entangled, before I start to want that for myself. And now, maybe I can have it. For too long, I have been as much a slave to my fate as any mortal whose thread I severed. But today I am breaking away from my fate and defying my sisters. Today, I saw you and felt for the first time that I could have what I've been denied for so long. A lover. That is, if you will have me. Otherwise, I can leave you to your fate. It will be as if this never happened. And we will both return to the roles we were destined for. But maybe you still are the man I thought you were when I first held your thread. Maybe you are the mortal who can be my consort. And you would never know the caress of death. Would you like that, warrior? An eternal reward for the noble life you have led? Not that I consider myself a reward, of course. But saving you from an early death. The only price attached to your immortality would be an eternity with me. Comforting me when the burden of cutting all those threads gets to be too much for me. Then, when I feel better, making love to me. Perhaps I could even pretend to be a mortal woman at those times. One that would grow old and didn't have so many deaths on her hands. And in return, I will comfort you, love you. I will do for you what any mortal woman could. You just need to teach me of your mortal love. I yearn to share it with you, warrior. Will you teach me? Here? Now? Before we change your fate for good? Good. So lie back, my warrior. My shears will make quick work of those clothes. I long to see you, fully. You are truly beautiful. I have seen more mortals in my time than you could ever fathom. But you, my sweet warrior, are exquisite. May I touch you? I've never touched a man. I love how soft your skin feels, and so warm. I just want to run my hands all over you. Your arms, your shoulders, your chest. I can feel your heart beating here. It seems to be speeding up. Could that be because of me? Even here in this cell, you're excited for what's to come. Does my touch feel like the touch of a mortal woman? And what about my body? This dress is worn and does little for me. But under it, my body has stood the test of time. Does it please you? I've never been looked at like this before. I can see you starting to get hard. May I touch you there? This is what I've really wanted. To wrap my fingers around a mortal's cock and feel him throb for me. Give me your hand. Here, place it around mine. Guide me. I want to please you, my beautiful warrior. Just touching you like this. Oh, it's It's unlike anything I've ever done before. It's exciting to bring someone pleasure when my existence has been solely tidings of despair. But it's more than that. I can feel my body responding in new ways. Is this what it is to be aroused? Place your hand here, over my breast. Do you feel my heartbeat quickening? My breath changing? The way you use your hand on me. I can tell you're an experienced lover, even hindered by those chains. Are you ready to make love to an immortal? Stay on your back, my love. The chains will get in the way otherwise. I want to guide our lovemaking from on top. I've never felt a man inside of me. So I must go slowly. But you are hard to resist. Oh, my first man. Mortal or otherwise. Oh. This is the sensation my sisters and the gods would have denied me. The feel of a man inside of me. Oh, my body moving up and down along him. For the first time. Oh, I'm not just the ender of lives. Oh, I'm a woman. My body gives you pleasure, as surely as a normal woman would. Oh, I can see it in your face. Oh, I can feel it in your hands on my body. Oh, and I take pleasure just as gladly. Yes. Yes. Oh, please keep playing with my breasts. Oh. Oh, as I slowly ride you. Oh, God. Up and down. Oh, back and forth. Oh, rub my nipples with the same motion that my pussy uses on your cock. Squeeze my breasts. Squeeze them as hard as you want. You cannot hurt me, mortal. For I'm eternal. You can only... elevate me. But this... Oh, this is not enough. Oh, I want you on top of me. Even on this cold stone floor. Show me. Show me how you'd make love to me. To a mortal woman. Let us roll over. Here, like this. There. Oh. Now you can... Drive yourself into me. Oh, yes. Oh, like that. Oh, give me a taste of our lives together after this. Show me. Oh, show me what it is to have a lover. What our future may hold. Oh, gods. Oh, make me feel mortal, my warrior. Oh, my sisters. Oh, they think that mankind is beneath us. That they're just threads over the tapestry. Well, being one of you is all that I've ever wanted. Oh, now I'm beneath a man. Oh, and he's inside of me. Oh, please give me an orgasm. Oh, my mortal lover. Oh, I can feel myself building. Oh, I want to know what it feels like to come from a cock inside of me. Oh, make me feel like a mortal too. Oh, yes, like a mortal woman. Free me of my fate, as I will free you from yours. Show the world a different Atropos. I am called the Inflexible One, but I am pliant enough now to your every touch. Oh, to your cock. Oh, soften me further. Oh, make me melt beneath you. Oh, God. Yes, give me the essence of your manhood. Oh, I want you to come inside of me. Oh, show me that I'm pleasing you. Oh, God, I want to feel your orgasm on top of me. Oh, warrior, yes. Extraordinary. Oh, it was more than I ever expected. I am so happy that I came to you, that I waited to find you, my warrior. You're the only mortal who could be my consort. Now, I can free you from these chains and this cell. You'll come with me to
Atropos, sister. Where have you gone? There are so many threads to be cut now. They grow unruly and threaten to spoil the tapestry.
Ignore them, my love. I just need to cut your collar. And then we can be gone.
Do not forget your duty, sister. We cannot turn our back on our responsibilities. It is not our place to meddle in the fates of mortals.
Sisters, it is but one life. You saw his thread. He is a good man. He does not deserve to be cut down so unjustly. Nor do we deserve to be destined to eternal loneliness. He will join us, sisters, and you will see what we have been denying ourselves.
You know his fate, Atropos. You have delayed it far too long. There will be consequences. We all must obey our place, be it mortal or god.
I'm so sorry, my love. I enjoyed our time together, but they are right. Oh, this was foolish. I've made a terrible mistake. But I will never forget you, mortal. You have given me more than I have ever received. And I doubt I will ever experience it again. I know. It was cruel of me to give you promises of freedom. But we are never free from our fates. I should know that best of all. I shall carry you with me for eternity. I will keep your thread for my dress. I'll weave you into the fabric here, over my breast where you first touched me. Goodbye, my warrior.